the hell is happening?
I have no idea.
Hello, everybody. This is Jasmine.
And this is Michael.
And I'm the Walking Dead girl. You're listening to Fear the Walking Dead Girl, episode 76. And in this podcast, we review and all that stuff. But today, this is so weird.
Why is it weird?
Because this is like a brand new podcast.
It is a brand new podcast.
This is the very first episode for our coverage of the new TV show that's coming out next weekend. Yes.
Yes, it's coming out next weekend, and I can't wait.
I am so excited. I feel uncomfortable, Dad. This Why? Is not cool.
The new TV show is called Fear the Walking Dead, and this is the first episode of Fear the Walking Dead Girl.
Yes.
And right now you're listening.
Has a nice ring to it.
I know. You better fear the Walking Dead Girl, because she's going to get you.
Ooh, tagline in the description.
So we were introducing this episode when it first comes out together with our regular Walking Dead Girl podcast, So all of our listeners can get it. We might in the future split it up and make it
two separate podcasts, but that is if the show doesn't tank, which I highly doubt, but...
It will not tank, trust me.
Since there's only 6 episodes, we just decided to include them all in the same place because it would be a waste of time to just split them up if there's...
Yeah, so to make it easier for you guys, you're going to listen in, on this channel. And as we said, later on, we might split it up into a separate podcast. If you want to give us feedback on the show, you can. You can send email to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. You can also go on our website, thewalkingdeadgirl.com, and right on there on the right, there's a way that you can leave a voicemail feedback. And we had an awesome voicemail feedback that someone left.
So excited.
Yeah, and we're going to play that later on. And we routinely read feedback and comments on the show. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/thewalkingdeadgirlpodcast. And you can go on there and leave us comments and feedback as well.
So basically what you can expect from this episode is we're going to explain what the new podcast is, which we just did.
Yes.
Check. So. Box that.
Check.
We're going to review the trailer like we did with the season 6 trailer, where we're going to go frame by frame because that was fun last time. And then... We also have some Comic-Con trailers or Comic-Con footage we can play. And then we...
We'll break down the characters.
Yeah, the characters and the plot, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about all the different characters, their names and all that. You also did some research on their acting background.
Yes, I did my typical teenage girl social media stalking. I've only found one person that I'm worthy of really stalking because everybody else
worthy
is old.
Worthy of your attention.
Yes, because everyone is old and doesn't have any other social media. So we can go through that.
So Jasmine has this focus of social media. If you're worthy for Jasmine's attention, then that means
you get the scrutiny. Yeah, you get scrutinized by me. And now I can do it from any place in the house because I got a new laptop.
Woo-hoo.
So I'm all for college. Hey, so I'm all over that now.
Well, before you just had, we had a
desktop computer.
Desktop computer. But now you got a little laptop where you can take with you, and you're going to take with you to LA.
Which will be my only form of entertainment when I'm gone.
You'll be, you know, all you'll have is a bed.
My Snuggie.
You love that Snuggie. And also your laptop, and then you can watch movies and stuff on there. Hopefully you'll... That'll
tide me over for the first year.
Yep.
And so I'm officially moving out next week. Like,
Not completely, disappearing.
Yes, I'm orbiting out of here, man. I'm beaming out. No, the 25th is my official... Can I say that? I'm leaving on the 25th. Is that okay? Or is this... I feel like my life is a movie and the release date is still like being decided or something. And
yet to be determined release date.
Yeah, which is like right after the Fear of the Walking Dead premieres.
Right. So we're gonna watch one of the episodes. We'll do a podcast.
Our last time to actually watch a show in the same room. I didn't even think about that.
Aw,
that's so sad.
And then we're gonna do the podcast together, which is gonna be the last podcast we would do face to face.
Oh my gosh!
And then. Then a few days after that, you're going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're going to do it. We're still doing the podcast. It's just going to be remotely.
Yes. Yes.
So you sound stressed.
Because I haven't figured all that out yet. Still up in the air.
Yeah. I put in my 2 weeks notice advance. And
abandoning vans, their business is going to tank after that.
They had to replace me with two people.
It's going to go downhill after that.
It's all downhill from here. But not first by taking advantage of the 50% discount. I bought a shirt. Yes. Cost me like 10 bucks. That's it. And I've also recently this past week been a guidance counselor for my friend.
Not a guidance counselor. Kind of like a...
just like, you know, like when your friend breaks up with someone and then she goes and eats ice cream and talks about her problems. That's what I was her problem. I was her shoulder to cry on. And well, it's very emotionally draining.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're a friend.
Exactly. Right? You're
supposed to be there for the other person.
Mm-hmm. And I found out they're back together. So, I mean, there we go.
Some false alarm for that.
Yeah.
Let's get into the trailer. And, that was released at, officially kind of released at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty long one, and they had quite a few reveals in there about different stuff that was going on.
And I was telling you that, like, it was different than watching season 6 trailer, because we know
season 6 of The Walking Dead.
Because we know it's the characters, we know kind of what's going on, we can kind of pick it apart. But with this, it's just like watching a brand new show, new characters, everything's new, so we have no idea what's going on.
I don't like change. I don't like new things.
I'm so excited. It looks really good.
Yeah, and even just watching the characters talk and stuff, I'm starting to
enjoy,
like them. Before I was like, who are the strange faces?
Mm-hmm.
Get away from me.
Like new faces. It's like, get out of here. You're weird. Foreign objects in my body kind of thing.
Yes. But this is kind of exciting. So let's go through the trailer. First of all, before we go through, what was your kind of overall impression of what's going on?
My overall impression, I initially was like super, when I first saw it, because this is the third time I'm seeing it, I was so excited, and I felt like I was eating something new for the first time, so many tastes and like going through phases, you know?
Yeah.
And immediately I thought this looked a lot like World War Z.
Yes. There was even one scene in there where
they're getting out of the car, but then the cops drive by, so they're like, whoa!
Yes. It's like, what the? It was the same scene in World War Z where they're like a line of cars. And they get out. It's like, what's going on? Right. So
exactly. And it was,
which is fine. I mean, there's
nothing wrong with it. That's actually, I really liked World War Z, and I read the book. So I feel like that's gonna get the best of vibe we're gonna get for this show. Is we're gonna get. I like that right before the initial, like in between stages.
Yeah. So
of the outbreak.
We saw a video where one of the producers said that.
I took notes on this
in the. Original Walking Dead show in the comics, Rick Grimes wakes up in like 4 or 5 weeks. No, well, he's
four
in,
or five
he's
weeks
in a
after
coma.
The, yeah.
He's in a coma for 4 or 5 weeks.
So does it take place during those four to 5 weeks?
Yes.
So is the whole season's condensed in 5 weeks? Is that what it is? Or the whole show in general, every season, it's going to be one day at a time?
I have a feeling like the first season is those
5 weeks.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it would be kind of, not boring, but it would be...
it would drag on.
Well, actually...
I don't know.
You could probably make a show out of 4 weeks of, like, real time. But
wouldn't it be, like, a mini-series?
I don't know.
But I guess it takes place in 4 or 5 weeks, which is 2 months, so...
Yeah.
The Walking Dead normally...
No, it's 1 month and a half.
A month? Well, yeah. Okay, technically in 2 months. Okay.
No, 4 weeks is... Is there 4 weeks in a month?
4 or 5 weeks.
How many weeks are in a month, Jasmine?
There's like 3 weeks in a month.
There's 4 weeks in a month.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's 4 weeks in a month.
Well, I just, okay, maybe.
So how'd you come up with like 2 months? Like, no, it's like not even a month and a half.
Okay, whatever.
So there's 4 weeks in a month. It's like.
A month and a week.
Yes. Why are we stuck on this?
I like rounding up, okay?
I know.
I see the cup is half full, okay? So, yeah, a month and a week. So, you could cover The Walking Dead. What's the timeline like for The Walking Dead, the original show? Is it like
the first season?
In general, one season is like half a year, like an actual season.
Well, it depends. Every season was different. Like, there was even one time where between seasons, like a year passed or something. Like a whole winter passed.
A winter did pass.
Right. Like, in the show. So they've done stuff where they've gone forward.
And there was a quote in there that they met one of the kids or one of the people said is that when civilization falls, it falls fast. So this could develop fully in 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So we could see the start and the end of what we want to see in that time frame.
In other words, it goes fast. Mm-hmm. But the question is, in my mind, is let's say it takes them 2 seasons to go through that mm-hmm. time period.
Yeah.
Then what happens after that? It just becomes like a regular Walking Dead show with a bunch of zombies everywhere? Ooh.
Well, would it be season one?
But in an urban environment.
Which is the twist.
Dun, dun, dun.
I like that. I liked when one of the producers said it's an apocalyptic education. That's what the story is.
It's apocalyptic education because...
This is everybody... And they also said that they think it's going to be cool that the fans know more about the apocalypse and they can watch people going through it again.
Yeah, because we were experts now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, if there's a zombie apocalypse, we know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just run for your life.
Exactly. But and we've seen these people who are clueless to what's actually in front of them is going to be frustrating, I think, for me.
It's like, you idiots.
Because I'm like, are you okay? And they touch their shoulder and then they turn around and bite. That's a typical, don't you know? But yeah, so I feel like we're going to get a lot of that.
We're going to get a lot of, you know, us knowing everything that's going on and yelling at the TV screen.
Because I feel like there's this one kid. His name is Nick Clark, who I said has this crazy look because in every scene in any of the trailers, he's the son of the mother, the matriarch of the family.
Yeah, Madison.
Madison, the son who apparently is the first one and the only one to really know that, there's crap going down.
Here's his summary of his character. Nick Clark is a 19-year-old drug addict.
Classic.
Hey, would you like to play a 19-year-old drug addict on our show? Yeah, sure.
Just draw from my own life, maybe. And he has that drug addict look, too. The long hair, the sunken eyes.
Oh, please.
No, I did some research, and the research I got from him is that...
Is he the guy with the British accent?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
He has not... He doesn't have... His name is Frank Dillon.
Oh, it's real.
And he is British. He was born in London. And he... His biggest...
No wonder he has an accent.
Oh, really? Nice detective work, Dad. And he's known for being in Harry Potter, the Half-Blood Prince. And everything else is kind of irrelevant besides that.
He was in Harry Potter. That's all we have to say.
He was Tom Riddle, which I guess is an important character. I've never read the books. So he's the son, and he's playing... And he's... apparently the only one that knows
mm-hmm.
about what's going on. And I think he's the one that's going to be like, you guys are crazy. Don't you see? He's like, oh, he's high.
Well, because in the trailer, they show him going to his crack house or something, which is in some abandoned...
crack house, yeah.
It's just some abandoned church. Well, yeah. It looks
again,
like a crack house.
We need to have a drug addict because we are in an urban ghetto environment. So we need a part, a perspective.
Yes. Well, the whole thing was filmed in East LA, which apparently is, I haven't been there. We only go to the fancy places.
The places that are tourist attractions.
Apparently, we only go to the fancy places as far as I can tell.
Then they say there's like 4.4 million people in Los Angeles.
I thought there was like more. There's like 11.
Oh my gosh.
11 million.
In our town, there's only like 80,000.
Or like 1,000. So... It's been it was filmed in East LA, which is the more rough part of not rough, and it's just like it's more dirtier.
Well loved.
Apparently, they characterize it like that's where the cracked sidewalks and graffiti and broken glass,
mm-hmm.
are.
Which is different than the countryside.
Atlanta,
Georgia.
Georgia.
They say that the both families are middle class.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be getting to see middle class city life, at least in the first episode,
They're not Kardashians.
Oh my gosh.
They should have a show about the Kardashians in the apocalypse.
Would be 30 seconds long. They wouldn't last. Okay.
It'd be like the zombie comes up. Oh my gosh. What is that?
Who is that on our lawn? What the babe?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Billy, who is this psycho? I mean, what's he doing?
What is going on here?
What is going on?
Okay, we need to stop. This is bad. Now we're getting offensive. but I'm really excited to see, because I feel I would remember in season one when they would do flashbacks of Rick and Shane before the apocalypse when they were like cops.
Yes,
I liked that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because
so pretty much it's going to be like that. I feel.
Yeah,
that kind of vibe.
So we said Madison is. We started from the guy that you care about, right? This is the guy who's you focused on.
Well, Nick, he's interesting Nick. Because I think he's just going to be funny, like.
But I'm just saying, as far as the
my two favorite characters are Nick and Alicia. Alicia is the only one that's worthy of my scrutiny because she has an Instagram profile and a Twitter. She uses Instagram more. Ooh. Her last post was 3 weeks ago. That's recent, apparently, because that's not recent. And she just had her birthday in July.
This is critical information that
she's
we need
22,
to know.
She's 22, you guys.
Okay.
And so she's...
Here's her character bio. It says, Alicia is a model student who overachieves with frustrating ease. It sounds like you.
That's why I can connect with her. With frustrating ease, meaning she's popular. So that can't mean.
Well, frustrating ease. Why would that?
It's frustrating because she's so perfect in high school. Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? She doesn't even have to try to get good grades and have a hot boyfriend and all that stuff.
Well, that's partly you. That's not all you.
True.
You have to try really hard.
Yeah.
Overachieves with.
Well,
she wants the hell
out of Los Angeles.
And she
has her sights set on graduating and escaping to college where she will be free of her family's drama. Damn. For years, she's watched her older brother sink deeper into his addiction, and she's close to giving up on him when the apocalypse hits. Her ambition is in direct proportion to her brother's screw-ups. Oh, wow. She loves her mother, empathizes, but is time to do for herself.
Time what? To escape.
Oh.
Ooh. So basically, she wants to run away. And escape the family and go to college. That's interesting.
Hmm.
Well, maybe she can run away with one of the zombies.
Yeah, she looks like in one of the trailers we were looking at, she looked like she has a boyfriend, which I know he's going to die.
She's from Australia.
Yeah, she's an Australian actress and who made it big in Australia and then came here, I believe. She her credits, she was the lead in, I think, Into the Storm, that movie that came out in 2014, and also was in... That scary movie, what was it called?
Unfriended.
No. She wasn't in Unfriended. Quarantine 2, I believe. I think. No. That's someone else. Sorry. I'm getting mixed up. No, she was not in Quarantine 2, but she was in Into the Storm and in The Devil's Hand.
So what do you think? So we have two kind of opposite characters.
Oh, and the most important for any of my younger viewers, she is Lexa in The 100, a TV series that is on the CW.
Oh.
She's the main character on that.
Cool.
Continuing, still on there.
So here's two characters, teenagers, Nick and Alicia. Alicia Clark, who basically are opposite from each other. And they're going to show us kind of the way they handle the apocalypse.
Yeah, and I think it's good that I put a note here saying that the more complicated the family, the better, because then you can have a zombie apocalypse and good character development.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the original Walking Dead.
Yeah. And so these two teenagers are living with their mother, and their mother's kind of...
She reminds me of like a Law and Order agent. She literally does.
Or a CSI or something.
Exactly. The haircut and the bone structure.
Yeah. apparently all female cops look this way.
Oh, she's a cop?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh.
No, she's actually her name is Madison. The character's name is Madison. And she's a guidance counselor at a high school.
Oh, so that's where she met her boyfriend. Scandalous. Because he's a high school teacher, right?
Ooh.
Hey.
Probably.
And maybe they got divorced. Oh, man. The plot thickens. It's like a soap opera.
She's a popular guidance counselor. How can a guidance counselor be popular?
True. Well, I guess everybody loves her. That's why.
Okay.
She's relatable. She was in Gone Girl and The Blind Side.
Oh, Blind Side.
She was also... Oh, that's where I recognize. She's from House of Cards. Which is a popular TV show, and also Sons of Anarchy. She was Colette Jane, and she was in Gone Girl. She was a detective, so she did play a cop at one time. Oh, she was in Footloose. Okay,
She was in Footloose.
The new one.
Oh, the new one. Like what?
And in Lost, man, she's been around the block.
Yeah. Well, I guess they need strong lead actors for the
lead roles. Strong lead women, and she was in Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
So it says she's a widowed mother Oh, widowed mother. So that means her husband
died.
Husband died?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, actually.
Okay, explain why.
Well, because you don't want your ex-husband getting involved and kind of... I hate the dramas where, like, there's the exes, like, come back and, like...
True. Well, that's what's happening with Cliff, or who is playing... Is that his real name? Yeah, Cliff, who is playing...
Travis
Manawa.
Manawa.
He still has an ex-wife and a son.
Oh.
And his son is... I don't think they have him in the bios because maybe he's not as important. His name is Lorenzo James Henry.
Or maybe he's going to die.
That's what, we can look on here. We're not going to look at it. We're not looking at it.
Don't look at that.
But I know he's in...
Let's be realistic. Somebody has to die. It's The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's the first episode, so everything's up in the air.
So we don't know.
But he was in the new Star Trek movie. That kid, the son, the son from the father's side, he played young Spock.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the one that got beat up in the beginning, or like when he was having a flashback. That was him. Yeah.
Cool. Well, he looks a bit like Bill Vulcanish.
Whatever that means.
He looks a little bit Vulcanish.
Oh my goodness.
He has that Vulcan look.
He has that typical Vulcan look. Let's see.
He played in, he had various guest roles. On.
We have an image here. Maybe you can put it on our website.
Yes, he told you. He's the Vulcan-like.
Unless that was, one of the Vulcan kids in the flashback.
Okay. Let's see what his bio says. He is a rebellious teenager. Well, that's nothing new.
Who is not rebellious in this show? I don't feel like they accurately portrayed teenagers.
Really?
Case A, me.
You're not rebellious?
No.
Really? But
the most rebellious thing is I stay past my bedtime, okay?
That's terrible.
Playing Sims.
He's a rebellious teenager with a cause.
Oh, of course.
Get it? Rebel without a cause. But he has a cause. He has both his father's do-good attitude and his mother's edge.
Okay.
The product of divorced parents, Christopher often feels that he and his mother are his father's forgotten family.
Oh, well, yeah, he's has a new family now.
He resents his father's insistence on bringing the two families closer because he wants nothing more than to break away from the Clarks and be his father's sole priority. So he's jealous.
That's so sad.
He's jealous.
The struggle.
He's jealous because, you know...
He has his new family.
It's like, listen, Dad, you know... We had mom and everything, and now she's broken. Now you want me to accept this new family?
It's already bad enough, the divorce, but it's even worse when your dad has a new woman with new kids. It's like replacing you. Man, that's rough. See what I'm talking about? The show knows how to make you feel something.
So his name is Christopher. So let's do a recap. We have Madison, who's the mother, who has Nick and Alicia as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Travis, who's the father, who has Christopher as a kid. We didn't talk about Travis too much.
Travis, I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. His name is Cliff.
He has that Curtis. Face that is unforgettable. Like he
Let's
has
look
that,
at his credits. Yeah, because he has a very unique look.
Yeah.
He was in Columbiana. That's one I noticed. He was in The Last Airbender. Oh, yeah, he was. Fire Lord. He was Fire a Fire Lord. Lord. I remember. He was in 10,000 BC.
Good old Fire Lord.
He was in 10,000 BC. There's a bunch of stuff here. I don't remember. I don't know.
I never saw
these.
10,000 BC.
Me either.
But he
was in Training Day.
Hmm.
Three Kings.
Where is he from?
He was in Hercules.
I mean, like, is he U.S. born?
He was born in New Zealand. He is a Maori descent.
Interesting, because I figured that he had a little bit of an accent, but not much. But I could tell he was not. Native to the U.S. So,
but yeah, he's the patriarch.
Yeah. So his bio says he's a father, high school English teacher, and boyfriend to Madison, of course. He's a good man. Everyone's all American.
Except he's from New Zealand.
So he's kind of like the
like Rick Grimes.
Like the Rick Grimes character. Mm-hmm. As the group's patriarch, he is protective, pragmatic, and resolute in his conviction that anything can be fixed. He maintains a relationship with his ex-wife, unfortunately. Maybe we'll see her.
Her name is Ophelia Salazar.
Oh, is that the other character?
The other character, yeah. Her real name is Mercedes Mason. She is from Sweden, but she's also... She's a multinational family. I don't know what that means. She was a lead in Quarantine, too. The Astronaut Wives Club.
Let me step back a bit. So you're talking about who?
She's not... She doesn't look like she's... Oh, there it is. Ophelia Salazar, played by Mercedes Mason, is the ex-wife of... is a hardworking professional with immigrant parents. She is provocative...
Protective.
Wait, I can't read from here.
Protective of her parents, believing they do not understand many of the harsher realities of living in the U.S. She is quick-witted, devoted, and always ready to stand up for what she believes in. When faced with the apocalypse, Ophelia clashes with her father's opinions on the best course of action.
So it seems like she will have her own storyline.
Yeah, so...
Because her father is also in this, credited in the show, too.
Well, it's nice to see that they are kind of embracing the realities of Southern California and L.A. in the fact that there's a lot of Latinos living there.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Because for a long time... You know, they're non-existent on television and movies, and then when you move here, you're like, well, the whole place is full of Latinos here. I mean,
why aren't half of California's cities are named like Hispanic? Like,
yeah, I mean, white people, Caucasians are the minority essentially. Mm-hmm. Statistically, so which is fine. I'm just saying that it's good that they acknowledge that, mm-hmm. and they have the Latino characters, which is great. So there's a whole family here. There's Ophelia Salazar, which you mentioned. There's Daniel Salazar and
Griselda,
which is probably...
is the grandmother, is her mother. Her mother and her father.
Oh, okay. So we'll see that side of the...
Old people in the apocalypse.
Old people in the apocalypse. Yes, Jasmine. Old people exist.
Who's this? Lisa Ortiz?
Yeah, I don't know. This is someone who's kind of stands out on their own here. Lisa Ortiz is a single mother working to put herself through nursing school. She has no time for BS. For many years, she was trapped in an unhappy marriage, but now that she's on her own, she's finally chasing her dream. Lisa is a multitasking whirlwind that doesn't give herself any breaks when it comes to her future or raising her son.
So we don't see any connections to the two families. So maybe this is somebody they meet up with or another side story.
Right. So, I mean, if we just stick with the family storyline, that would be kind of boring.
So I guess they add more people. Sure, yeah, exactly. Well,
if the apocalypse breaks out, you start wandering out and you run into other people, mm-hmm. because you have to.
Yeah.
So these are probably other people that they meet. I like
the thing. The different thing between the two shows is that these people have a background that is already planned out. While in the original Walking Dead, their background is whatever is happening as they go. Because it takes place a lot later.
They can choose to tell us their background or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or this one, we kind of know, mm-hmm. because we're starting with their real life.
Yeah.
I mean,
you get to see pre-apocalypse. Yeah, exactly.
Whereas, you know, for example, in the original...
We got to know more about Daryl as time went on, mm-hmm. you know, with his brother. Right. Which actually was kind of cool, because then you're like, ooh, that's why he did this or that's why he did that. But with this, we're going to get all the facts.
Like Michonne.
Too. Exactly. We still don't know everything about Michonne. We still don't.
We know that she was living in a fancy apartment or something. And
she liked art.
It was weird.
I know. It made me uncomfortable. She did a 180, man.
It almost felt like it wasn't even her.
That was like another life.
Yeah.
I guess that's their goal, to make it seem like it was another life.
Well, I guess this is what I was trying to get at earlier is, okay, let's say if this whole... pre-apocalypse or apocalypse stuff lasts for 4 weeks or whatever. What happens after that? Are we just going to show them, like, are they going to leave LA? Are they going to stay in LA and try to work it out? Because that would be crazy. Like, if you stay in LA, like, look what happened in Atlanta.
Exactly.
It went down and badly.
So this is, yeah, exactly. No, but we never got to really see what happened in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Los Angeles is not just that metropolis city. There's this, like, huge place. So they could go... They could go everywhere and still,
There's a lot of suburbs and little towns around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how far they take it.
Yeah.
Like how far into the deep into the apocalypse they take it. Or is it just...
I was wondering if they're ever going to have like cameos.
Like what?
Of like other characters from the original Walking Dead. But like obviously not in where they are in the present. But like, you know how in the Walking Dead game, season one, how Clementine met up with Glenn... Remember? Oh,
spoiler.
Well, that was like, Dad, that was like episode one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he left. He says, I need to go find my family. And then he went to Atlanta. And that was, but that was, it was a little cameo. I wonder if they have, Dad, that was not a spoiler. I wonder if they have, they're going to have something like that.
I have an audio clip from an interview at Comic-Con, which talks about that.
Ooh, let's play it.
So, do you want to go through the trailer first?
Okay, yes, go through the trailer.
We said we were going to review the trailer, and then we jumped right into the character.
Because you need to know the character. Everybody's probably seen the trailer, but now that we know a little bit more about the characters, we can probably deduce some more information from the trailer.
I think the characters look interesting. I'm excited.
It's relatable, because they're families.
Don't forget, in the original Walking Dead, we had the existing characters, but a whole bunch of new characters showed up later.
Yes, this is just the basic plot.
This is like
the starting package.
The starting pack, but like in the original Walking Dead, the season 2, 3, 4, 5, and all that, all these new people showed up and came and gone. So, you know, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, these are the only characters.
I know, maybe these are the people that are going to stay for good, that are never going to die.
I don't know.
Exactly, we
don't know. A lot of people died on the original. Only Rick Grimes is left.
He's not all that matters.
So let's see, what's the trailer here? So we're going to play the trailer and pause it every now and then to comment on it.
Hey, you ready?
You got 5 minutes.
Did I say come in? Jesus, Mom!
Typical teenager.
I just saved us $300.
Really? You fix it?
Mm-hmm.
So hot.
Dad, I don't want to come.
Oh, it's my weekend. We're all building a family, okay? All of us.
Fine. Force me, Dad.
God.
Did you say force me, Dad?
He's like, fine, force me, Dad.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, see, as a teenager, seeing teenagers in TV shows is so, like, gag-worthy for me because, like, that's not how everyone is like, okay? Not just me, but other people. But I don't know. I've never been part of a divorce, so maybe
really, you never said anything that was similar to that.
Maybe sarcastically or ironically.
You never said, really, Dad?
Yeah, that's
true. Or never said, wow.
All the time.
Okay.
Okay, maybe.
Fine.
Morning, Maddie. A lot of kids out sick today. Thought you were another victim.
No, I got my flu shot.
She got her flu shot. You got your flu shot?
See, this is only the beginning of what we're going to be saying when the show actually airs.
It's like, hey, everybody, go get your flu shot. Because there's a lot of zombies around.
Just like in World War Z, everyone had, like, oh, we're good. We have our flu shot. Yeah, our family's totally protected. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, what is London trying to teach us here? London's trying to teach us how not to die. Now, what is man versus nature? Man may offer warmth. He may offer food.
In the crack house.
But nature always wins.
What happens in the crack house stays in the crack house. So he gets hit by a car. Okay, this is so weird.
Okay, so that's the drug addict.
Yeah.
Son.
Which makes more sense. I had no idea he was a drug addict before this.
Yeah, because like, why is this guy waking up?
Like, why is he so crazy?
Why is he waking up? This crazy person waking up in a church and running in the middle of the street. Yeah, because he got up and he saw a woman who was obviously a walker with a knife stabbed into her
chest. Yeah,
in her heart,
mm-hmm.
and still walking. So he freaked out.
And that's why. And I'm glad he's a drug addict because his credibility is crap because he just woke up in a crack house. So he could be tripping on acid or something, you know, who knows?
Which is later on we hear the dad saying so.
But yeah, he's the only one
that's figures, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That the crack addict would say that.
That's interesting.
Your son is lucky. Witnesses said he ran into traffic.
He was high.
He was ranting.
What happened?
Everyone was dead. There was blood.
You think that's what you saw?
I roll from Alicia.
Yeah, she's like, oh, here we go.
My drug brother. See, that's perfect because he's the only one that understands. So apparently the whole church was a bunch of walkers.
Yeah.
How did he get out of there, man?
So, which is kind of cool in that it's possible to have walkers in different isolated situations because they're fresh and you can't even tell. Like, yeah, it's not like you have a thousand walkers marching down the street.
I mean, because that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's not that widespread.
It's like a what they call in World War Z.
You could
walk
down a dark alley and all of a sudden there's a walker there.
Dude, that's the worst. That is the worst. You gotta watch out for, like, you know, people who trying to rob you. Now hobos, walkers too. This is like, we're not the apex predators anymore.
So now, Jasmine, you have to worry about walkers now when you go, gosh, to, when you go to LA.
Hallucinations.
See? Safer in numbers.
Safer from what?
They don't know if it's a virus, okay, or a microbe. They don't know, but it's spreading.
See, they had a sign with like missing children and stuff.
Ooh. Oh my God, I'm getting chills. This is so cool. I feel like this is so relatable to me and you because one, I'm a teenager and you're a father, and two, I'm moving to LA.
Great.
And so the apocalypse.
Thanks for reassuring me, Jasmine.
So I can imagine what it would be like. But they have this one kid that was in one of the teaser trailers.
Yeah.
This little fat kid with like acne, serious acne.
Was that acne or was it just he got injured or something? His face.
Are you kidding me? That's how bad it was, damn.
Sorry, it was just a lot of acne. That's true. It's as if they just put it on like on purpose to make it look worse or something.
True, maybe, I don't know.
It was really bad. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's not important, but I'm just.
Well, no, I thought so. He was getting consult.
Maybe another kid from guidance counselor. Well, he go to he.
No, she is a guidance counselor.
Yeah, another. So maybe it's like a kid that's talking to her, and maybe he's getting bullied because of his acne. And so that, and then he just says, "Oh, by the way, there's sick people going around." And so,
yeah, there's worse things in this world besides my acne, by the way. I think that's what he's saying.
It was like, or no, maybe she said that, and then he says, "Yeah, like zombies."
Yeah,
this is so much fun.
I don't know. We're just making stuff up here
because we have nothing to go off of.
So this, so they have the missing kids, which is interesting, right? Because that's how things like.
It starts off, they're just missing, and then they missing, wind up in the alleyway chewing someone's face off.
Yeah, they're walkers.
Dad, there could be zombies. Remember that?
Whoa. So that was at that scene where
like, they opened the cops, explosion.
Helicopters.
You see anything?
Check this out. Someone leaked the footage.
What the hell?
Look at this. How'd they unload on him?
It's not real. I mean, can't be real.
See, that's a really important part, I think, that's going to be of the Fear of the Walking Dead is the technology usage now. Because you didn't get to see, because now in the original, there's no electronics, nothing, right?
Yeah.
But now we get to see how quickly it can spread, the awareness of it can spread through media, social media, mm-hmm. which is cool. By the way, Alicia has an iPhone 4S. What is going on?
So what's she supposed to have?
An iPhone 5 or something.
Six.
Who has a 4 now?
Okay, data technology. So, which was cool because if you saw something like that on YouTube, you'd probably thought it was fake, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it was fake?
Like, but if then you when saw, you when you start seeing multiple videos,
because
it looked like there was multiple, they gives you it's like it's just like recently we saw that really big in China the explosion, right? Yeah. It looked like. Serious stuff, but some part of you is like, is it real? Well, obviously, you know, it's real, but it looks like something out of a movie,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I guess that's what they would be feeling like, oh, this isn't real.
Yeah. When you see, you know, police shooting at somebody and then the guy comes back up and starts walking again.
Yeah.
You kind of doubt things.
Well, because first of all, you're in the 21st century and everything, especially in a middle-class society, you filter stuff. It's like you see all these violence and you don't really see what it really is.
Right.
What the hell is happening?
Where are you?
I gotta go.
Chris!
So we see chaos breaking out.
First of all, he has a camcorder from like 2005.
Will you stop it with the technology?
I'm sorry.
Stop it with the technology. Like, why wouldn't he use a phone, like an iPhone or something, right?
Or maybe he is a videographer and,
there you go. Maybe he's like, he's in video production or something in high school.
True.
High school.
You know, since we're in the ghetto, they can't afford the latest technology, which is true. Not even we can afford that at our school. But what was interesting is one of the walkers in that looked like a regular person, like a goth person, you know? She had like color in her hair. And I'm like, I could totally be a walker in this show and totally be like super cool.
You can dress fancy and everything.
A hipster.
And get shot in the head. And get shot in the head. So we see police shooting at walkers.
Oh, that looks like that Ortiz woman.
Maybe. We see police shooting at walkers, which is weird.
Well, they think it's just people.
But why would a cop shoot at a walker that looks like a normal person, except for like they just walk weird?
That is true.
Like, I mean,
that's true. Well, we don't know everything.
We don't know the context. Maybe something happened before that.
Maybe she attacked somebody.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's lying there bleeding, so she's like, "Back up!" And right?
Maybe he's defending himself.
Excuse me, sir. We're closed. We need a place to write it out.
Oh, so that's how they meet.
Okay, that's the Ortiz family. The place they're taking refuge in, that's the Ortiz wife and her, or the Ortiz mom, whatever, daughter and their mother. Oh my God. And their mother and father.
Yeah, so we see, what's his name again? We see Travis.
With his
son, I guess?
Yeah, his original son?
Yeah, knocking on the door. So they're running through the streets. So basically, all hell's broken loose, chaos. And I guess that's how they meet, is they
Daniel.
And they let him in. Mm-hmm. So, and we see a candle being blown out.
So they ride it out.
That's important.
Trailer effects, Dad. Come on. Basic 101. So they are riding it out. So that means they're not leaving the city.
Right.
Unlike the original, where they're like, we got to get out of the city. So they leave.
Yeah.
But this one is staying in, which is another parallel.
So here we see a car.
That sound.
What do you see out there?
I don't know.
So basically what happened was the father is separated from the mother.
Mm-hmm.
The father's taking refuge in that little store.
Looks like he's downtown or like in the city and they're like in the suburbs.
Yeah, because you see they had the car with the trunk open with the suitcases.
In an apartment, yeah.
Like they were getting ready to leave or pack.
Maybe they were waiting for him.
Yeah.
And then we also see a lot of riots going on. So we're seeing the collapse of civilization, pretty right. much.
See out there.
I don't know.
So see that previous scene? Let me just back it up a bit. That's them in their suburb house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're looking out their window. They're like, oh my gosh, people are running down the streets.
Here. See, that's the mother and that's her son. And that's, the, daughter, that's the daughter. And they're at home. So they're at home while the father and his son are taking refuge in that shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is interesting because they're separated now. So now the whole thing is how we got to get back together and all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's going to be one of those storylines, trying to get back together, just like in the original.
It's like it's not real.
Where are you?
We're stuck.
See?
Reality are far away from what's outside. Ooh, all of us.
Was that a cop eating someone?
Yeah. That is so cool.
That was a cop eating someone. Okay.
Oh, we get to also probably dive deeper into the how the zombies work because
probably
we've
not.
Never.
Probably not.
Well, don't not. You? Why? Damn, Dad, cut me down.
Probably not.
Let me finish what I was going to say. Maybe we're going to go into how long it takes for them to turn because there was rioting. And
oh right,
and we had the police eat a person, so obviously he was not a walker.
He turned right away, probably.
And remember that concept a long time ago, especially when Shane died, how he turned really fast, but then Andrea's sister turned, like it took a day.
Different levels, yeah.
And didn't they talk about how it had to do how evil you were inside?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're going to keep maintaining that, but they should have some consistency in those kind of things because the fans will totally call them out on it if they don't.
Yeah.
They got to be consistent that way.
It's in the same world, so everybody already had the virus. Ooh, yeah, everyone already has the virus. At this point, do you think?
Is that something that happened after?
No, because like, they
didn't. The virus transform into that?
Ooh. No, well.
Like
when they went to the CDC, that's where they found out, and that was pretty, that was like a week or two after he got out of his coma.
Yeah, that was like the first season.
So technically, it could be everyone and everyone. That's why they turn so fast.
Yeah. But when will they discover it? That's the question.
See, this is... that's true.
How and when will that be revealed?
Would it be like a Rictocracy, but with... What's his name? Manalo or whatever? Manawa? You know, this is very interesting
Manawalasi.
Because... it's been so long since we've got to dive into the science of the apocalypse because with The Walking Dead, it's kind of more like psychological.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I don't think they're going to get into the science.
I know. I just like talking about it.
I don't think they're going to get into the science of it because that's just not important to the producers at this point. That's how I feel. I feel like they're not...
Well, I feel like they're not going to highlight it, but it's going to be there for us to deduce.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, they'll probably have I think as deep as they're going to go, is they're probably going to show news reports about how they're trying to figure it out and stuff. But they're probably not going to go into like they're not going to go to the lab. And
I know. Just saying that from word of mouth. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, I heard this is happening because of this.
They're probably going to show some CNN reports or something. Who knows? Let's see.
I wonder if we're going to show celebrities.
See, that was pretty cool. They have like cops in full riot gear.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. And they are shooting at the walkers.
Mm-hmm.
There's some woman like...
It looks like she came from the hospital.
From the hospital.
Oh.
And it looks like chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is cool because I want to see like some action with...
Because, you know, in the original show, all we see is the aftermath.
Right.
Right? With the bullet holes in the walls, the dead cops or the dead, riot gear.
Which is cheap to produce. Because you don't need action scenes. You just show the results.
Exactly. You just rough it up a bit. But now we get to see kind of like in an action.
Actual confrontations.
It literally looks like it's just like a one giant history lesson.
Yeah.
This thing's getting worse.
Move, Travis! There's that pimply kid again. See that wall?
It's all full of missing people.
Of all the missing people.
Who are probably walkers just left and killing people. It says,
have you seen this girl? Have you seen this man? Basically, this is how people will kind of react initially. Because if all of a sudden tons of people are gone missing, it's something serious, right?
Yeah.
Civilization ends. It ends.
So here's another scene which is kind of cool. Which shows, is that a library? Yeah, it says Westview Library.
Ooh.
Which shows the military with Humvees and actual full uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And machine guns and stuff.
And the library looks like it's on fire. Yep. There's a lot of people in there too. So imagine if there was an outbreak in there.
Yeah, which is cool.
It's fast.
It would be also interesting to see how... It would be interesting to see how like... Like you think that because they don't walk or they don't walk fast, they don't run, that it'd be easier to contain. But it's because of people's stupidity or naivety because, they don't know what's going on that makes it spread faster, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Because like here you are in your own home and your husband comes home and, he's bit and then you wake up and he's like attacking you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Well, see, that's the thing. How does it... There must be like a patient zero kind of thing, right? Where does it start from?
Yeah.
Like, where does it start? Is it start from one person?
It could even come from another country and then like they, show up at an airport and...
Yeah. So it starts from some person, but then does it spread through biting only? Or is it airborne? I assume it gets airborne because have it in you and you turn it when you die, then it's probably airborne.
True. And plus, even if they get in their mouths and stuff, remember in The Walking Dead, they've been covered in zombie guts, but they don't turn. So
yeah.
I think it is airborne. That's the only logical way.
But you have to die.
To turn. If you die like in a car crash or you die like normal deaths, people die all the time every day. That's one way to spread it. And then two, that's probably initially how it spreads. And then two, you get bit. But how would you like... That's why the crack house is the most place because, you're already out there in the surroundings outside all the time.
Maybe that woman who was a zombie died because she overdosed or something.
Oh, yeah. See, there's another thing.
But she had a knife in her heart. So
maybe because she tried to attack somebody and then they stabbed her.
Who knows? We see a lot of cool scenes with riots and police shooting and military. And so there's hope that there's could be some action in this. Which is kind of cool.
I think there's definitely going to be some action because the families are on a mission to get to each other. So they're going to be going through the city. And so we get to see everything happen.
Mm-hmm. And there's just tons of potential for the story to go anywhere, really. It mm-hmm. can go any direction.
Yeah. Especially now that they're not like restricted with the comic book. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Because in the original Walking Dead, they can do a lot of different things like introduce Daryl, and which didn't exist in the comics, for example. They can introduce new characters and kind of twist the story a little bit, but they still have that path.
Yeah, that one storyline
they have to go to Alexandria and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, checkpoints.
The safe zone mm-hmm. and the prison and all that stuff. But this one, they don't have any predefined thing. So if they see that, oh, people like these characters quite a bit, so let's put more interest in these guys, or let's...
Are they going to have the same kind of, oh, everyone's dying quality as the original? Like, you know how... Like,
what does that mean?
I mean, like, every season, like, people get killed on the show, like, dramatic deaths. Are they going to have the same in Fear the Walking Dead because, you know, this is not as extreme? The cases of the walkers are not as extreme.
So you're saying that they not that many people will die?
At least in the first couple episodes, I believe.
I find it hard for them to, like...
Because you have to develop really strong relationships with their characters in order for the death to be really dramatic. Remember how they have this, like, a formula? They have a character arc before they die.
Yeah, like, in the first season, Andrea's sister died, but nobody really cared about her, really.
Yeah.
I mean, she died, but she was almost like a non-character. Like, I didn't really know...
Yeah, you think they're going to have more of that in the Fear the Walking
Dead? I didn't know anything about her, so it was cool, but it wasn't... I didn't feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Fear the Walking Dead, my opinion is that they should not kill anybody until we've just gotten to know them better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any of the main people should die in season one. But of course, I'm sure I'm wrong, so I'm sure someone will die, but I think I'd like to know them better.
At this point, they have so much background already, you know they're not going to die.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, at least in the first season. Or until the end.
Or maybe it'll be like a massacre at the very end.
Oh my God. That's it, guys. We're done.
And then start fresh with a whole new cast. But no, I think it's going to be exciting. And I can't wait.
Wouldn't that be sick, though? Like, sick as in a bad way. Like, every season, they start with a new family that they're all inevitably going to die in the end of every season.
They rewind the clock.
Oh my goodness.
Go back in time.
Just go for a different family to family to family. Oh my gosh. That's twisted, man.
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
So now let's go into some of the Comic-Con videos that we have here.
Yes. So here...
Dude, if I was at Comic-Con, I would be at that panel. No one would be there.
No one would be there?
Oh, that's true. Maybe everyone would be there.
Because everybody knows. It's Walking Dead. Yeah. It's Fear the Walking Dead. So here they address the question of, will the two casts meet at some point? The old and the new.
I just had a question. Would the cast of the Fear of the Walking Dead ever meet the cast from The Walking Dead?
I want to meet Rick. I've been campaigning to meet Rick Grimes because I got a bromance going on with the man. I think he's cool.
I don't know if you want to meet him where he's at right now. He's a little intense.
Very bloody.
I want to get some tips. Yeah.
There are no plans right now to conflate the two stories.
First of all, as interesting as that would be. Like, you got to grow the beard. Cliff, you have to grow the beard. That's the first tip. Yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to be one of the biggest questions is, where do these worlds intersect? Are they going to meet at some point? And
I think Scott Gimple would kill me if I ever pitched that idea. I think it's so... It would be geographically quite complicated. I think when you have two shows the way they do that live inside this same mythology, you would love them to collide at some point, but there's no plan to do that yet.
Okay. Will the cast of Fear meet the cast of Doctor Who? I'm just curious.
Yes.
I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, good.
Yes,
all right.
That we can do.
You said that they will meet the cast of Doctor Who.
So we... Definitely. Well, we don't know for sure because the future may change. But
yeah, it makes total sense. There's two. They're on the two different countries. Or no, countries. Oh my God.
One is in Alaska and the other is in Australia. They can't physically do anything. No, but they're just too far.
Uh-huh.
I think that's unless
those 5 weeks got on a plane recently.
Unless Travis says we got to get out of LA. We got to go east.
I heard Georgia's a nice place this time of year.
I heard Georgia's nice. Let's take off. And then they just start driving across the country.
Yeah.
That's the only way. And we know for sure Rick is not going to go to LA.
Why would he need to?
Exactly.
Unless there's like, there's a safe haven.
Yet another safe haven. To travel across the country is...
Yeah, and I think it's a good... And now I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's good just to keep them separate. You know what I mean?
Like, if an apocalypse happened now, here, where you live, would you... What would possess you to say, oh, let's go to a whole different state? No.
Unless you had family there. That was like a super nut survivalist.
Yeah. So, normally you stay where you know. You know the area.
I would go north. I would go to Alaska because it's cold and the zombies would freeze. So...
So you think you believe in that cold freeze zombies theory?
Yes, I do. Just starve them out. But then you have to be really good at surviving in the wilderness in the first place, because then you can die. because you don't know how to hunt and stuff.
Yeah. So here is Greg Nicotero talking about the Walker makeup stuff in
the evolution of
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Even the walkers are a little bit more signature to this show, so that it's not, because it's earlier in the process. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about the process of crafting the look of the walkers?
Well, you know, in the first episode of The Walking Dead, it had been, you know, we've been talking a lot about Rick being in the coma and everything. You know, this is much more like somebody that you are sitting next to and you look at them and they don't really look quite well. They just look a little sickly. You know, your instinct isn't going to be, oh, I should shoot that guy in the head. You're like, oh, they probably don't feel well. Or, you know, you generally would cross the street if you saw somebody that didn't look quite right. You might be like, oh, they don't, I'd stay away from that person. But for us, you know, we still have a couple of our signature moments in the first couple episodes, but it's not necessarily the decomposition that we do in The Walking Dead, because they haven't been walking around for a year and a half, 2 years. It's much more this character who you saw in the trailer. You know, she's a, you know, she's freshly turned. There's a lot of moments that are similar to Emma Bell's transformation in season one of The Walking Dead, where you still feel the humanity there. You still see a little bit of life in their eyes, so you're not necessarily afraid of them. You don't feel the aggression or the violence.
But they still want to eat you.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, so that
answers that. Yeah.
Which is what we were talking about earlier.
Just like with, I'm drawing a blank. The guy that was first encountered with Rick when he first woke up with his son and his wife, and he couldn't kill her, but she would come to the door.
Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan. Yeah, there we go. I forgot his name. And he would come to the door. She would come to the door and try messing with the doorknob. There's still that semblance of routine that's still going to be present. That's why I'd think that, you know, they're just walking around because they're just walking around.
Right.
You know?
yeah, so that would be, well, like as Greg Nicotero says, you'll see people that don't have blood on their mouths, and they don't have like
skin, you know, and taken off in
yeah
places.
Half of their faces hasn't melted off. They just look sick. It's like, oh, are you okay, sir? Just like in the trailer, we saw them getting out of the truck and approaching that guy in the tunnel.
Yeah,
it's like, are you okay? It's like, yeah. And then he starts,
because he looks fine from behind, and then when you turn around, they just look lifeless. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Or they walk with a weird kind of limp kind of thing.
So, yeah, that was all the videos we had for this. And also, we want to play back the voicemail that we got
today. That was a transition?
There we go. I'm not good at transitions. Just get to point A to point B, man.
Okay.
Those were the videos. Now voicemails.
And so let's play a voicemail from a fan. And to thank them for this voicemail, we're going to... send them a Walking Dead Girl t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So we have their email address and we'll contact them to get their information about that.
Hello, Jasmine and Michael. My name is Jonna. I am 21 and I live in Alabama. As of a couple of months ago, you guys have helped me catch back up on The Walking Dead. You were the very first podcast I ever listened to, and I've listened from the very first episode to the season 5's finale. I love everything you guys do. You bring a new perspective to The Walking Dead. It's not just a scary, entertaining show. You guys make it a little funny, and you make me think more about it. I love the father-daughter dynamic. It's just beautiful, and it makes me wish I was closer to my dad. I cannot wait for the new season 6. The trailer was outrageous. I can't wait for Fear the Walking Dead, and I can't wait to listen to what you guys think about it. Keep doing what you're doing. You're perfect in every way. Rock on and stay alive.
Thank you so much for that voicemail. It was really nice to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, it keeps us motivated to keep going and making sure that even when you
are away,
when you're away, we're going to keep doing it.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
For fans like that. And she said we were the first podcast she listened to. I wonder if she meant the first ever podcast.
Ooh,
because
wow.
That would be pretty awesome.
That's so cool.
you know, we got her into podcasting because, I mean, there's
what an honor, man.
So many other awesome shows out there. To listen to.
Yeah, and, thank you so much for that. Yeah, we'll send you a shirt. Here you go. Throw a shirt to Alabama.
Thank you. And for anyone else who wants to leave us a voicemail, we want to hear what you guys think.
Get our conversation going.
Yeah, so after you watch the first episode of Fear the Walking Dead, let us know what you think.
Yeah, even send us some emails if you're afraid about sending voicemails, because I know I would be kind of scared too. Yeah, send us emails. I want to talk to somebody about it too, because
you want to talk to somebody.
I have you, obviously, but I don't have any friends now that I'm going to be moving. So let's talk about it.
I need some new email friends. Okay. So that's it, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate any feedback you guys have. And you can send email feedback again to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. And as always, this is Jasmine.
And this is Michael.
Stay alive.